inside. Look inside your tiny mind and look a bit harder. Cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. So you say it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval.
Hello, listeners. You're listening to 91.9 The Cave, and I am your host, Dylan. I don't know if you guys have been listening throughout the week, but you may have noticed we're doing something a little different. It is documentary week. And so I know if you have been listening, there was one documentary on rape culture. We have done another one on war. And today I'm going to be taking most of the hour to talk about homophobia. I will also be talking about the history of it. I'm going to try and cover a lot of ground on why there is nothing wrong with being gay. And throughout the show, I'm going to be playing songs for you guys that I believe are supportive of the LGBTQ community. So I'll be playing Express Yourself by Madonna, Born This Way by Lady Gaga, and The Last Song by Elton John. I'm also going to try covering topics such as heteronormativity and how homosexuality is just made out to be something it's not, and it's actually pushed people into a state of fear. And just a small warning, there are some things I will say during the show that might upset a few individuals, but just bear in mind that, in my opinion anyways, this is a very serious issue, and I'm going to try and keep it as formal as I can, so I hope you guys will stay tuned to hear what I have to say about an issue that really shouldn't be an issue at all. So for my first song, I'm going to be playing Express Yourself by Madonna, and I don't really need to talk about that one much because you all have probably heard it, but it is about just, you know, being you, expressing yourself, you know, not caring. And following that, I will be playing She Keeps Me Warm by Mary Lambert. And the thing I like about her, she is a lesbian, and She Keeps Me Warm was written after Same Love, which was the song that Macklemore and Ryan Lewis wrote. And she turned it into an entire song, and it's actually really adorable, and I hope you guys will stay tuned for it. And after both of those songs, I will be back to talk about homosexuality in the media and in society. So here is Express Yourself, and we will be right back here at 91.9 The Cave.
Please don't go.
Welcome back. You are listening to 91.9 The Cave, and I'm your host, Dylan, here with your homophobia talk show, I guess, if we were calling it that. If you have just tuned in, I'm going to spend most of the hour talking about homophobia and surrounding issues, as well as playing songs that I believe are pro-gay. So you guys have just heard She Keeps Me Warm by Mary Lambert and Express Yourself by Madonna. So I'm going to start talking about homophobia, and it's been around for quite a long time, and many believe that there is like no apparent reasoning behind the hatred that people put out towards it. There are so many arguments that deal with homosexuality, and such as, I think gay marriage would have a negative impact on society and in schools. And this argument is actually considered to be just very, very prejudiced, and the countries that have legalized gay marriage haven't, you know, toppled yet, nor are they in any form of economic crisis or in real danger. And Canada's doing just fine. And another slightly larger argument centers around how children are going to react to homosexuality. There's the one argument is like, how am I supposed to explain this to my children? You know, children are the most innocent little things, and they don't hate anything unless society or until society tells them to. They understand the simple things. Like, my little sister is 11 years old, and I asked her what her views on, and she had said that it doesn't really matter to her. As long as you love someone, it should be, you know, real. So understanding that two men or two women loving each other isn't really hard to grasp for them. And a lot of people believe that homophobic children are only homophobic due to the views that their parents have passed along to them. And I'm not saying that this happens with every single child and every single parent. It doesn't happen. And a lot of the arguments that question the rights and privileges of homosexual males and females are based off of an unjust bias that they grew up to hate. Another supposed cause of homophobia, at least in men, is based around the fact that they could be homosexual themselves, and the idea scares them into a deep, deep hatred of other gay people. And governments have actually put laws into place that ban the basic existence of being gay, such as putting them into prison for life just, you know, for being attracted to the same sex. Russia recently started doing this, and the backlash that they received made me really think about how much the world has changed. And the first gay marriage in Canada took place in 2005, and even though I was 7 years old, I think by that time I knew that there was something different about my preferences, and I was pretty pleased with it. And that goes back to the children. Like, they understand the simple things, and when basic rights are taken away, they just get really confused. And it gave me hope that, you know, when I got older, I could marry someone I knew I was in love with. And when I was a kid, I used to, you know, play with Barbies, and I got ridiculed about it a lot. And according to my mother, she knew about me being gay myself since I was 3 years old, and she's waited for me to tell her. And I'm so glad I have had such a supportive mother, because as I've talked about, growing up and not knowing you're gay or not can be hard to deal with, especially, you know, all of the homophobic arguments against gays. And there, I've actually seen an argument floating around saying that everyone was voting for gay rights because it was in fashion. But I believe that the people who are actually voting for gay rights aren't doing it because they think it's a cool, hip thing to do, but because they're actually nice people who don't care about whether or not two men or two women can get married. And I'm not saying don't care, as in it's just like they think it's not their issue so that they don't have to talk about it at all. But it's like they understand that it's not going to ruin a country by legalizing gay marriage. They believe in equality, which is a fantastic thing. And another issue surrounding homosexuals is AIDS, which is considered to be a gay disease, but that is honestly just a myth. In fact, in 2007, 32% of Americans diagnosed with HIV were all heterosexual. And I know that means that over half were homosexuals, but it's not all them. AIDS does not discriminate between sexual orientations, and it all just boils down to safe sex. And so the next song I'm going to play for you guys is actually about an estranged father coming to terms with the fact that his son is gay, and his son is dying of an AIDS-related illness, and that is The Last Song by Elton John. And then after that, I will be playing Lady Gaga with Born This Way, which is essentially along the same line as Express Yourself. And then I will be back to talk about heteronormativity, which is actually a very interesting topic, and you should all stay tuned for that. So here is Elton John with The Last Song, and stick around, and we will be back here at 91.9 The Cave.
Yesterday, you came to lift me up, as light as straw and brittle as a bird. Today, I weigh less than a shadow on the wall, just one more whisper of a voice unheard. Tomorrow, leave the windows open. As fear grows, please hold me in your arms. Won't you help me if you can, to shake this anger? I need your gentle hands to keep me calm. This fire beneath my skin, I can't believe you love me. I never thought you'd come. I guess I misjudged love between a father and his son. never said, come together. The hidden truth no longer haunting me. Tonight we touched on things that were never spoken. That kind of understanding sets me free. Between a father and his son.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up. You were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She pulled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. There's an umbrella to save. I'm beautiful. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H I N. Just be a queen, whether you're broke or evergreen. Your black, white, beige, chola descent. Your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, but leader teased. Rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola, or Orient, me, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
Welcome back. You're listening to 91.9 The Cave. I am your host, Dylan, here with your... It's supposed to be my 2 o'clock rock blog, but today I am going to take the time to talk about what I believe is a serious issue, homophobia, and why it really should not be an issue. And you guys had just heard Lady Gaga with Born This Way and Elton John with The Last Song, which are both songs that I believe are really supportive of the LGBTQ community. And so now I'm going to start move on to another issue that surrounds the gay community quite a bit, which is heteronormativity, which is one of the major works of queer theory. And I suggest you look that up. It's quite a lengthy thing, and I do not, unfortunately, I do not have the time to share it with you all today. But to put it down into a basic term, heteronormativity is essentially what the media has made to prove, in a sense, that anything homosexual is bad. Heteronormativity places any sort of sexual relationship between a male into a female and a female into a good sex category, and anything that falls short of that is considered to be bad sex. So basically, anything homosexual is beneath them and not considered to be real. Heteronormativity also branches out into employment, meaning that if your employer does not agree with homosexuality, they do have the right to follow you or fire you, sorry, due to not agreeing with homosexuality. And there are 29 states in the U.S. in the United States that reinforce this, and I'm only going to list a few. Because it would take too long to list all of them, but they are Texas, Idaho, Florida, Arizona, Utah, Kansas, and Nebraska, to name a few. And when the term heteronormativity is used, it isn't meant to be in a very positive light. And the term also branches out to gender roles. It teaches that boys should do more manly jobs, such as firefighting or becoming a doctor, and that girls should stick to the more simple jobs, such as nursing or desk work. And many different groups, such as feminists and gay rights activists, fight these heteronormative views on the regular. And though there is so much oppression towards these groups and individuals, they continue to fight to have full equality. Heteronormativity also follows up on asking same-sex couples which one is the man in the relationship for lesbians, and which one is the woman in the relationship for two men, which is seen as negative due to the fact that the reason behind a same-sex relationship is that there are only one gender, and the act of trying to place one person or the other into a position in which they do not identify as is considered to be a major issue when it comes down to heteronormativity. So now I'm going to move on quite a bit, and I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to move back to homophobia and talk about bullying, suicide, and media coverage, which is not, the media coverage on homosexual suicides is very disappointing, and I will explain why, because the media hasn't covered the suicides in any way they should be. In January of this year, two teenage boys in Ohio, aged 14 and 17, both committed suicide due to extreme bullying, and both of their families had both stated that they were gay. I saw no media coverage on it at all, and when I had looked up online, there was one article on an equality site that talked about it, and another boy, you've probably heard of him because his suicide was probably the biggest that's been covered since Matthew Shepard. Matthew Shepard did not commit suicide. Jamie Rodemeyer, he committed suicide in 2011 due to extreme bullying. And from what I've read and seen, he received 15 minutes of news coverage and was never spoken of again. And his Twitter account was hacked roughly a year after his death, and it sparked an uproar on various social media websites. I know why I was angry with it. And one of the only gay teens who has received media coverage for quite an extended time period was Matthew Shepard. And I know my statement earlier that where I had accidentally said that he committed suicide was definitely false. Back in 1998, he was brutally beaten and murdered. And both men involved in the assault and subsequent murder of him were both given two consecutive life sentences without any chance of parole, which was a very large step forward for the LGBT LGBTQ community, due to the fact that back in 1998, being gay, especially in the United States, wasn't as accepted as it is now. And I'm going to move on to a slightly more personal story of homophobia that I'm not going to get too personal with it, but it was a friend of mine. He lived in Los Angeles, and early in January, a man named Julian Del Campo was driving with a friend, and after he had pulled up to a red light, the car beside him just opened fire on him, and his friend wasn't injured, but Del Campo's sister believes it was a hate crime, and she reinforces that fact due to, on the back of his car, there was more than one equality sticker on the back. And I had actually heard about this two nights ago, and I was absolutely destroyed because he had helped me after I had originally come out. And I'm very sorry for his family's loss, and I'm never going to see anyone like him again. And the next song I'm going to be playing for you guys today is Kesha's Warrior, which I think is a good song. It's about fighting for what you believe in and never giving up on your dreams, which sounds a little inspirational. And there's another song after that, another Lady Gaga song called Marry the Night, and the core of that song centers around just going out and dancing and releasing all your bottled up emotions. So I hope you guys enjoy, and without further ado, here is Warrior, and we will be back at 91.9 The Cave.
we've always been. Yeah.
Warrior.
Gonna marry the night. I won't give up on my life. I'm a warrior queen, live passionately tonight. I'm gonna marry the dark, gonna make love to the stark. I'm a soldier to my I'm gonna lace up my boots, throw on some leather.
Welcome back. You are listening to 91.9 The Cave, and I am still your host, Dylan, here with your supposed-to-be rock block, but I have taken the time today to talk to you all about homophobia, heteronormativity, homophobia in the media, and homosexuality in society. I've been playing some songs that I have been told are rather supportive of the LGBT community throughout the hour, and you guys just heard Lady Gaga with Marry the Night, and earlier on, or before that, I had played Warrior by Kesha, as well as Lady Gaga with Born This Way, Elton John with the last song, Mary Lambert with She Keeps Me Warm, Madonna with Express Yourself, and Lily Allen with F You, which I struggled to find a clean version of the song. But it kind of speaks to what a lot of pro-gay people are thinking. You know, a lot of old white men trying to control our lives, and no one is proud of that. I've had a great time talking about this issue. I have about 10 minutes left, but sadly I'm running out of things to talk about. So I might just go over a quick recap if you are just tuning in now. And I have had a great time talking about this issue that I believe is extremely important, not only to myself, but for everyone. My time here is almost over, and I hope I've, you know, relayed some useful and interesting information to you guys. So I'm just going to go back over what I've said earlier, you know, like the basis of homosexuality, homosexuality in the media, homosexuality in society, and how there are groups of people who are, you know, I think the way to classify it would be they are afraid of change. And so gay marriage is something that not a lot of people are used to. It's legal in Canada, but it's not legal everywhere else. They're always scared that their country is just going to go to ruin. But that is definitely not the case. Today, I've also talked about how children are usually they grow up listening to like the views of society and their parents and stuff, and that I believe is a major cause of how homophobia can start up. I also spoke about how AIDS is just, it's not a homosexual disease. That's just a myth, and that 32% of Americans in 2007 diagnosed with HIV were heterosexuals. I had also talked about heteronormativity, which is a major issue. It's heteronormativity is kind of like, it's not a very positive term, and I'm sorry that I'm struggling for words. Essentially, heteronormativity is what the media is showing to people in a sense that anything homosexual is bad, and that heterosexual relationships are considered to be like the all-time prime of society, and that anything that falls short of that is just considered to be the spawn of the devil. And I had also gone over how in 29 states in the United States, your employer is allowed to fire you if he does not agree with the views of homosexuality, and if he's not comfortable with it, he is allowed to fire you. I'm not going to list off the states again, but it is very real and it is a huge issue. I also spoke about homophobic bullying, gay teen suicides, and their media coverage. So I talked about two teenage boys from Ohio, 14 and 17, who both committed suicide due to extreme bullying. I spoke about Jamie Rodenmeyer, who committed suicide in 2011, also due to bullying, received 15 minutes of coverage, and then was never heard of again. I spoke about the murder of Matthew Shepard back in 1998 and how a lot of people who even didn't really agree with homosexual anything kind of just were enraged about it. And that was a huge step. And I also spoke about a friend of mine who was shot in early January due to the fact that he was gay. So I have two more songs for you guys. I have Brave by Sarah Bareilles. I have no idea if I ever pronounced that properly. But that song is, actually she wrote it because she was inspired to write the song due to her friend going through some struggles with coming out, and it's a heartwarming song. And then the next song I'll be playing after that is Lady Gaga with Hair. And that song is about loving yourself no matter what anyone says, even if you change aspects of your personality that they do not like. I hope I've really relayed some interesting information to you guys. So here is Brave, and thank you for listening to me today at 91.9 The Cave.
Cool, my parents put up a fight.